Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Maid franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Maid Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We will cover the history of the business and share insights on the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that is yours for the taking.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Molly Maid Canada podcast. I am your host, Fiona Stiant. Today, we are thrilled to have a 35-year veteran Molly Maid franchise partner, Deborah Soida, joining us. On today's episode, Deborah will give us some insight about her experience and what she's learned in the over three decades she's been with Molly Maid. Welcome, Deborah.
Hello, nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. So my first question is, what first attracted you to Molly Maid?
I wasn't happy in my former job, so we started looking for something, and Molly Maid was in a paper, and we called, researched it, and then called head office and went up, and it was more that I could be my own boss. I had control of things, whereas where I was, I did not, and I wasn't happy with how things were run. So that's the first thing that got us to sign up for Molly Maid, was I was going to be in charge.
Oh, that's awesome. So it was like being in business by yourself or for yourself, but not by yourself, because you had the support.
I still had support. So yes, it was great because I ran my own franchise. And if I needed a question answered, I could call head office and get support staff, anybody on there on the line to help me.
Good. So at that time, how old were your children when you kind of first started out?
They were 13 and 11.
Wow. So you've really raised them through really growing up.
Yes. And they also learned how to clean.
That's awesome. And it's two boys, right?
It is two boys. Yes.
Yeah. So that's quite a feat. I have two boys too, and they're definitely not there yet. So what would you say then are the biggest benefits of owning a Molly Maid franchise?
Well, besides being your own boss and as far as running things and still having support, we found that with Molly Maid, we were able to do vacations, extra vacations. We rented our, even though it was new through the years, we re-rented every single room in our house. We traveled more. Even when we went to conventions and seminars, we would travel extra before and after. We now have bought a condo in Mexico that the family just loves, and they go down there whenever, and we do too. So our lifestyle changed, and it has given us great rewards. And I've been happy being a franchise partner. I had made friends, lots of friends, which I could go to for support because we were dealing in the same thing. We would have the same problems and somebody would usually have an answer. So you made a lot of nice friends, and I will keep those friends even after I retire, whenever, then I will keep them.
Great.
And I hope we get together as often as we do now.
Yes. So would you say that's how really Molly Maid has contributed to your life, is, you know, through the vacations? And I know one thing that you mentioned, you know, lifestyle change, you know, I know that you do sometimes take a month-long trip, where if you're working, you know, with an organization, that might be a little more challenging, but you've been able to manage, you know, yourself and your business and be able to take those trips successfully, right?
I have, but along with that, technology has come a long way. So technically, I am on a tablet or a computer when I'm down there, usually daily checking in. I can see what's going on. So I have remote access as well to the programs. So I can just go in and see what's going on at that end as well. So you are far away, but you're always in touch.
Yes. That's awesome. Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah.
So is there anything else that you can speak to about how Molly Maid has contributed to your life? Anything else that you would want to share?
Well, Molly Maid has been with me for half my life. So it's been a big part of my life. And it has contributed not only in the monetary things, but socializing and making friends and feeling a part of something else rather than just yourself alone. And that in itself is great because you know you're not alone. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody that can help you out. Even if you have to vent, you're having an off day, somebody will always listen to you. And that is a good thing to have. It really is. Mm-hmm. And I've enjoyed it immensely. And my family has all contributed to Molly Made at some point or another. So very happy with Molly Made. Well, I would be if I have 35 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know at one point you had mentioned that, you know, when you first started, you were a bit shy, which I know is a bit hard to believe because now, I mean, anyone that meets you that's come into our system of late would never think that. So I'm sure Molly Made has also, you know, changed you and contributed to your life in that way. Yeah.
It has. I was shy. I wouldn't speak up. And eventually along the lines, and I listened to other people and I thought, you know what? I have a voice too. Why should I not speak up? So yes, you grow not up, but outward. Mm-hmm. Maybe my true personality has finally come out after all these years. But it has been great and a great experience for me and my family. And it's given us a lot mm-hmm. in return.
Right. So would you share a few of your favorite memories with us?
We've had a lot of memories. We were at a convention, and conventions have one night that is dress-up night, and it's always a theme night. We were at one of the hotels, and it was Halloween in July, and we were going across the lobby to get to the room that we were going to have the dance and the dinner and that in. And there was a wedding going on at the same time, and the bride and groom happened to come across and saw us, and there was a few of us. There wasn't just John and I, but five or six of us, at least, all dressed up. And she stopped us and asked if she could take our picture. And we said, yes, you know, not a problem. They asked, why are you dressed up? And of course, we're saying it's a Molly Made convention. So she says, let's go outside. And lo and behold, when we got outside, fire truck there, don't know why it was there. She went and asked the firemen if we could get on the fire truck and have our picture taken. So they climbed up and we were all over and she took a wedding picture of all of us together. That's a memory that you're not going to get again.
Right.
It's, you know, something
like
that.
And I'm sure they've shared that story in those pictures, right, as well.
Yeah,
that is pretty cool. And what about a funny story? Do you have a funny story that, I mean, I bet you have a few, but do you have one that you could share with us?
Okay. Convention in my area. It was Niagara on the Lake. And they had bused us into a hotel where I had dinner. It was a restaurant. And we had our dinner there. And then you go out on the balcony. And at this time of year, they do fireworks over the falls. So we were out there having a good time, having a few drinks. Now I'm going to say these, get the kids away, because we had orgasms, sex on the beach. And I forget there was another one that was kind of sexy. Yeah. Anyways, we got everybody going with, these are good, try them. And more, Betty was not too happy with me with the bar bill. But anyways, by the end of the evening, I had everybody standing up and doing the wave and yelling when the fireworks went off. We had a good time. Everybody is just letting their hair down and enjoying ourselves. We've had a lot of those.
I bet you that would have been quite the sight to see. I mean, normally you see the wave at baseball, right? Baseball stadiums or whatever.
Or football or whatever.
And to see it at a Molly Made convention. That must have been pretty cool. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great story. So what would be some of the things that, you know, you would like to or you could share with us in terms of about how things have changed over the years and things that you maybe had to adapt to?
Well, tech is a big thing. When I started, no computers. So we had no cell phones and no computers.
Wow, yeah.
So as far as business for us, so it along the way of learning, growing with it, the program growing. Now we've got a couple programs. Tech and I don't get along. So when I push a button, I expect instant, but it doesn't work that way. They keep telling me, but anyways, I have no patience for tech and it's not my thing. So tech is one of the biggest things that has changed. And it's helped us because everything was done paper. So that's a big thing. Things get done quicker. You can, if you're not one that takes information or keeps information, this does. I can't say that because my husband and I did take it when we were before computers. We had all our statistics from day one.
Yeah, but, John is quite a stats guy, isn't he? He's very
He is. Yeah. He's my techie guy. He's the techie guy and the vacuum cleaner guy, repair guy. But tech is one of the biggest things that I can say has changed. And of course, with that, other things have changed on how we do things. What we do now wasn't what maybe what we did back in the day.
Would there be one thing that you could say that you overcame? Through,
you see, besides tech and my shyness,
yes.
I guess actually it is the tech. I was one of the last holdouts to get the computer, and the only reason I ended up getting it was for the scheduling because we had to handwrite all that in.
Oh my gosh!
All the customers we had to write in each week, and you had to write up the group managers' schedules all by hand. So I was probably one of the last to do it. So now you hit a button and it's, you know, it's right there at your fingertips. And it spit outs when you want to print. So that's great. I find that one of the biggest things.
Yeah, well, good for you that you were able to finally, you know, embrace the system and adapt to it and learn to use it and utilize it so you had greater success in your business. So that's definitely, you know, a feather in your cap that you did overcome, you know, what could have been a big obstacle in terms of technology. So good for you.
Hey. Maybe so, I'll do the wave.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So over the years, you did mention, and Molly Mae does have these national conventions every other year.
Yep.
There is a themed costume night.
There is.
And so what was your favorite over all the years? What was your favorite theme and your favorite costume?
Well, we have two because I try and do outrageous stuff. So two of them is when you had, when convention was Alice in Wonderland, I dressed my husband up in the Mad Hatter. He was in black top hat, white vest with black little swirls on it with a black coat, black slacks, and slacks, spats, gloves. I went as the Queen of Hearts. And my gown was black and white checks with a great big red heart. And it was the size of a ball gown. It was huge. And we even got stopped in the lobby when we were going to where the dance was. Again, could people have our pictures taken? Mm-hmm. So that is one of them. And you get into the role. So everybody was having their head cut off that night, I'll tell you. And then the other time was the Roaring Twenties. I was in purple, which isn't bad. I was a flapper, but my husband, I put him in a canary yellow zoot suit.
That's awesome.
Man, did he stand out. You could pick him, and if in the dark, you could have picked him. So those were fun. And it is a different type of theme, but you gotta let the hair down. You gotta dress up for him. Because it is so much fun to just relax, enjoy, and get into a character if you want.
Mm-hmm. No, it sounds like a lot of fun. I know our next convention, the theme is going to be superheroes. So I'll have some supermen, superwomen, some Batgirls, I'm sure. It'll be lots of different superheroes.
It will be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So do you have any advice that you could share for new franchise partners or people that are considering, you know, joining the Molly Maid team? Do you have any advice or any thoughts on that?
Well, Molly Maid, if they're thinking of it, it's hands-on. And hands-on, I do mean that. You need to be in the office. You need to know what's going on. When you're away, so much goes on that it's like a catch-up, even for a day or two. Mm-hmm. So you want to keep your thumb right on the pulse of the business. You'll have good times and you're going to have bad times. Good times, great. Bad times, call one of your franchise partners. Call corporate office. They'll help you. Your staff, treat them like people, not numbers, not a workhorse. If you treat them with respect and you treat them well, you'll find that they will go the extra mile for you. No ifs, no ands, no buts. They might be dragging at the end of the day, but if it's really needed, they will pull their weight and extra. And you can do that not just monetary, but I have food in the office for them. I keep water, popsicles in the summer. I do fun things when they come in. I might have a bowling alley set up for them. And that's all with kids' stuff. And I say, you got to bowl before you can get your check. I've done yo-yo. How many you can do the yo-yo up and down? I've done hula hoops. See how long you can go around doing hula hoop. So it's fun. I decorate the office for all the holidays. Halloween's the best because I can have spiders land on their head from the ceiling. And I have a skeleton that greets them at the door. And he's sitting with a crow on his shoulder. So it's fun. You make the environment welcoming, fun for them. And you don't have as many worries. And if you concentrate on your business, and you'll get so much farther ahead. And you don't worry about the neighbor, your franchise neighbor next door or across what they're doing. Just work on your own area and concentrate on that, and you'll go farther. And you'll be happy. And mm-hmm. your staff will be happy.
Yeah.
So yeah, friendship.
That's great advice.
I mean, and you should make friends, because your friends, because there's so many. Every time you go to seminar, you should make friends. Convention, talk to people. That's your support system, as well as corporate office. Everybody knows what you're going through, so maybe they've got a remedy for you if you've got a problem. It's great.
That's awesome. Wow. That's great. Well, Deborah, thanks so much for sharing your advice, your insights, and your experiences with us. It sounds like you've thoroughly enjoyed your years of being a Molly Maid franchise partner. I understand you are in the process of selling your franchise and are retiring. So we would wish you good health, happiness, and much success on your new journey in life. So thank you again.
Thank you. It was great being here.
Thank you. And with that, this concludes the podcast series with Deborah Soida. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you are interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.